A prominent businessman in Portland, Oregon, begins serving a year-and-a-half prison sentence next month. Andrew Wiederhorn won the city's Entrepreneur of the Year Award in 1997. But earlier this summer, he pleaded guilty to two felonies connected to a business collapse that cost investors hundreds of millions of dollars. Many of those investors were union workers who lost some of their pension money. Wiederhorn has to pay restitution, but he is getting some help, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Portland.
Portlanders thought they'd seen it all with Andrew Wiederhorn, a doting father and charitable giver, a business wunderkind with a taste for the high life. It was the latter that stood out in this earthy, somewhat provincial Northwest city. There was Wiederhorn's marble swimming pool and 25-room mansion, his private jet, the $620 room he booked in a New York hotel just so he could take a shower. There was the rise of his diversified financial company called Wilshire, where life was good for shareholders.
If you got out at the right time, you made pretty nice money in Wilshire.
Jeff Manning is a reporter for the Oregonian newspaper. He's covered the other side of Wilshire, a precipitous fall into bankruptcy that contributed to a loss of about $350 million in investments, much of it union pension money. Friends and associates blamed the collapse on market forces. Federal prosecutors blamed what they called Wiederhorn's high-risk business practices. They tried to build a case against him for nearly 5 years, but that ended in early June with a plea bargain. Wiederhorn admitted making an illegal payment to a former business associate and filing a false tax return. He also agreed to pay $2 million in restitution to those who lost money in the collapse. And that, Portlanders thought, was that. Until the day after the plea bargain. The diversified financial company Wiederhorn now runs, a company called Fogcutter, announced it will retain him as co-chief executive officer and pay his full annual salary of $350,000 while he's in prison. The Fogcutter board of directors also awarded Wiederhorn what it called a leave of absence payment totaling $2 million, the exact amount he was required to pay in restitution.
Well, I actually learned about it first thing in the morning. Friday morning, the day after the plea, and it was like a bucket of cold water in the face.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Lance Caldwell was the lead prosecutor investigating Andrew Wiederhorn. In the 7 months Caldwell and Wiederhorn's attorneys spent negotiating a possible plea bargain, Caldwell says he heard nothing about the pay package. He describes it as appalling, even though it's not illegal under securities law. Still, Caldwell says nothing in his 22 years of prosecuting white-collar cases prepared him for this.
I think you know just from recent history that generally speaking, where corporate officials have been held responsible for criminal conduct, they generally are no longer associated with the company with whom they're doing business or with whom they are an official. It's almost as if he was rewarded as a result of the plea agreement here. I simply know of no precedent for that.
From the button-down world of the U.S. Attorney's Office to this union welding shop outside of Portland, a lot of people are angry about Wiederhorn's pay arrangement. Members of the Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local 290 lost more than $50 million in pension money when Wilshire and a related business collapsed. Local 290 member Terry Anglin, now 58 years old, had to shelve plans of retiring at 55. He also had to change his lifestyle.
You go less places. You don't go out to eat as much. When you go in a grocery line, you start eating a different whole line of food because you say, well, you know, got to save some bucks. This is one place you can save. And the amount of traveling you do.
Anglin is a low-key man. He's more philosophical than bitter about his financial crunch and Wiederhorn's involvement. But he's baffled as to why Fogcutter will pay Wiederhorn while Wiederhorn serves his term. The company defends itself this way. Wiederhorn's guilty plea had to do with earlier problems and nothing to do with Fogcutter. But Anglin doesn't accept that.
I feel if I was unethical in the line of work that I was in, I'd wonder why anybody'd want to hire me afterwards.
The Fogcutter Board of Directors includes several of Wiederhorn's close friends who also served on Wilshire boards. Wiederhorn's father-in-law is Fogcutter's co-chief executive officer. But Fogcutter attorney Lanny Davis says the board made an independent decision to support Wiederhorn during his imprisonment. Davis is best known as the former special counsel to President Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. He insists the Fogcutter board based its decision on the facts of Wiederhorn's plea bargain.
The crime alleged against him had no specific intent, did not involve financial malfeasance at all that had anything to do with Fogcutter.
Those angered by the fog cutter deal, says Davis, simply are ignoring the facts and feeding off a climate Davis likens to McCarthyism in the 1950s.
People listening to me are going to say, he's spinning, he's trying to defend a corporate criminal, what about Enron, what about all this corporate corruption? My answer is, everyone should remember the words presumption of innocence, especially during times where everybody is assuming the presumption of guilt.
But many in Portland and others around the country who lost their pension money are presuming guilt because Andrew Wiederhorn pled guilty to two felonies. The Fogcutter Board of Directors says it'll retain and pay Wiederhorn in prison because it's in the best interest of the company and shareholders. But at least one shareholder can't see any benefits in the arrangement. He's suing Wiederhorn and the board for $2 million, the amount of Wiederhorn's leave of absence payment. Also, the Nasdaq Stock Exchange has taken note of the Fogcutter deal. Nasdaq is considering whether to delist the company. That process of removing the stock from the Nasdaq Exchange is considered a blow to a company's image. Andrew Wiederhorn is scheduled to report to prison August 2nd as an active and fully paid chief executive officer. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.